Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, June 12th. Welcome to the show. Just want to remind everyone tonight that the call-in number, if you have a question or a comment, is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Now I'm going to turn it over to Denise for Beauty News.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Very briefly, want to bring on James Vincent from The Makeup Show. He's going to tell us all about the very first makeup show pop-up shop here in Atlanta. So we're a little excited about that. How are you, James?
I am well. How are you?
We're great. I'm great.
Great to hear your voice.
It's great to hear your voice. I like that you said briefly, because the last time I was on, I think I talked for an hour straight.
Actually, when I said briefly, I thought, why did I say that? Normally, I would lead with some beauty news, and then I would bring the guests on. But then I thought, no, I'm not gonna bring on any news myself. I'm just gonna bring James on. So when I said briefly, I thought, nah, that's not really what I wanted to say. But you take your time and just tell us about the pop-up shop and all that you all have going on this week.
Well, I'm so honored to be back on the show, and I'm so excited to be heading to Atlanta tomorrow morning. I'm actually on a shoot right now in New York City, and they were laughing because I was like, I'm so excited. I'm doing a show with Denise and Janice, and I told them about how the last time I held everybody hostage for an hour. But briefly.
We love it. We love that.
Bethany Towns still shakes her head at me.
James, you mean you're not DJing tonight?
No, I'm not DJing. I'm probably going to be drinking, but today we're doing a New York-inspired shoot all over the city, so I've been running around all day.
Oh.
But I leave for Atlanta tomorrow morning, and I'm so excited to be back. What many people don't know is that I got my start in Atlanta. I moved there after college with the Body Shop Skincare to open some locations and work on my master's degree. And I moved there because I was looking at women of color and the white beauty myth, and it really kind of pushed me towards makeup. And then I was part of the team that launched the first MAC locations in Atlanta at Parisian, at Phipps Plaza, and then throughout the South. And Atlanta's kind of always been, for me, a very exciting place for artistry. And what I have been doing for the last 10 years is working with the makeup show and kind of focusing on education, focusing on community, and focusing on the idea of kind of bringing beauty and product to our pros. And so when we were looking for a new city, we said we've got to do Atlanta. So next weekend we are coming to Buckhead, and I am coming back to Atlanta with 2 days of inspiration, 2 days of education. We've got about 75 brands coming in, all offering pro discount, 50, 60, 70% off brands like Makeup Forever and, you know, Temptue and Alcone and Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Hold on one second. Let me interrupt. Did you say 70 brands?
We're bringing in 75 brands, a little over 75 brands at 40 booths. So,
This is a pop-up shop?
Yeah, this is the pop-up. And
let me interrupt both of you for a second. James, I want you to just go ahead and take your time tonight. Speak for an hour if you'd like.
I won't do it.
No, because as we're talking, my guest just said she's in the middle of an emergency. So you can talk as long as you need to talk.
Well, I won't talk too long, but I will. I'm so excited to be back in the city that gave me my start. And for me, I remember working very hard in Atlanta. I worked at CNN in the morning at 5 a.m., and then I would work at the Mac counter all day, or I would travel for Mac. And then I worked at a clothing store in Little Five Points called Junkman's Daughter, which was a great fun place to work because, you know, then in makeup, you couldn't wear jeans and T-shirts. You know, we had to dress. And then at night I worked at the strip clubs. I worked at Magic City. I worked at Tattletales. And those were the best jobs because you got paid in cash and champagne. So you always felt wealthy, even though I was a broke makeup artist. But, you know, I tell the story, but I was hungry all the time. I was super skinny, and it was very hard for me to find community and to find education. And Atlanta gave me opportunity. It gave me the idea that there was possibility in my life, and I never finished my master's degree. I started doing makeup. I started working at LaFace. I started doing celebrities in Atlanta, doing music videos, assisting people like Billy B and Kevin Aquan. And I want other Atlanta artists to have that opportunity. I want them to come to the makeup show pop-up, to find their mentors, to sit in on the classes, to meet the Bethany Towns, the Danessa Myricks, to meet, you know, the Felicia Walker Benson, to meet the Reggie Wells, the AJ Crimsons, and find their mentors and find their own path and realize that success can happen whether you're living in Marietta, you know, and just starting out, or you've got three kids in Smyrna and you're doing this part-time, you know, paying your bills while you, like, raise your kids, or whether you're in Atlanta focused on, you know, fashion. Makeup is for everybody, and that's really the message that we're bringing in this weekend. And people will focus on the discount. You know, we're coming there. Danessa Myricks is launching her new makeup line. AG Crimson is bringing down his new palettes. Reggie Wells is bringing some of his favorite products. We've got Makeup Forever bringing in all of their new Aqua product. They're doing a great deal on their palettes. Anastasia Beverly Hills is coming in with friends. I'm doing a program with Crown Brush. I'm doing a pro set, 12 brushes for $20, available only at the pop-up shop. But the big piece for me is the network. You know, you've got to come out and meet your fellow artists.
How is the pop-up shop different from the makeup show?
The pop-up shop is like the little sister of the makeup show. The makeup show in New York is over 7,500 makeup artists. It's 150 brands, but it is only open to professionals with credentials. It is only open to hairstylists, makeup artists, stylists, or others in the industry. And when I looked at Atlanta and I remembered, you know, what it was like when I started, I said many of my artists there and many of my makeup lovers don't necessarily have the credentials because they're not doing it full time, or they want to know more what is possible with makeup. So we're coming in as a pop-up shop because it's open to the public. It also allows me to come in with a more affordable ticket. A ticket to the makeup show is $75. A ticket to the pop-up shop is $25. And it is just, you know, a way for you to get a little taste, get a taste of the education. Mm-hmm. See, listen to Bethany Towns talk about what she's doing on her 7 TV shows she's keying right now. Listen to AJ Crimson talk about how he got started in Atlanta and is now working internationally. And maybe for some people, they'll say, I love makeup, but I didn't ever think I could make it my living. And they'll find out that it's possible. And also, if we're honest, and you guys know because you travel like I do, Atlanta people are very put together. You know, Atlanta loves to dress. They love to make themselves up. There are so many events in Atlanta. And I said, even my non-pros love makeup. So let me come down with a pop-up shop and allow everybody to kind of experience what it is that we do.
And what are you expecting, being that this is the first time in Atlanta? What are you expecting?
You want me to be honest?
Yes, please do.
Atlanta's been a little tough. It is, mm-hmm. I think when a makeup show comes in, traditionally we see a lot of excitement. We see a lot of people saying, you know, this is something that we needed. I'm bringing down Reggie Wells. Reggie Wells not only did 200 copies of Oprah, doing every cover, doing Oprah for years. Reggie Wells broke barriers. Reggie Wells, there are entire issues of Essence magazine where Reggie Wells did every advertisement and every editorial. Reggie Wells was one of the first African-American makeup artists to break color barriers. Reggie Wells was Beyoncé's first makeup artist. People don't know who he is. Atlanta right now is very obsessed with Instagram and very obsessed with YouTube and all of these reality TV shows. And so I think what I also wanted to do was bring in a little bit of a history and say, Atlanta has a pedigree. Atlanta has fashion. Atlanta has music. Atlanta has television. But we want to show you some of the fundamentals. And so we're coming in and we're expecting it to be a very strong show. But we also know that people there are very hungry to learn. So we're really mm-hmm. bringing in artists like Danessa Myricks, like Orlando Santiago, like Bethany Towns, like Reggie, who are very education oriented. So I'm expecting this to be a show where people go crazy about the makeup, but also mm-hmm. spend a lot of time sitting in the classrooms.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
And so,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, if I'm honest, and you know I always am, everybody keeps asking me, are they getting a gift bag? I'm like, no, you got to buy your makeup when you come to the makeup show. Atlanta
right.
loves a gift bag.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
But we've got a lot of people like Gaucher is going to be there with us. You know, I love Gaucher on mm-hmm. LA Hair. I think she's doing some great mm-hmm. salon stuff. We've got a lot of influencers that are there with us. But then we've also got people like Sharn Richards, Academy Award mm-hmm. nominated, Emmy nominated for shows like Bessie with Queen Latifah and Cloud Atlas with Halle Berry. Melanie Mills, 8-time Academy Emmy nominee for shows like Dancing with the Stars, Academy Award nominee, launching her new Melanie Mills Hollywood. So I think it's very exciting, and I expect Atlanta loves a party. Atlanta loves an event, and I love Atlanta, mm-hmm. so I'm hoping that people really come out.
Now, what did you do to get the word out? Because there have been attempts before to do a show
yeah.
here locally by
yeah.
local artists, and the turnout was, to me, in my opinion, was not great at all, and it's sad. It's sad because I know people are hungry for the education. And,
I
know.
And you and I talk about
that.
We value education.
Yeah.
You and I have had that conversation.
And with so much like film and television being here, you know, we see tons of people all the time that come up to us all the time wanting to know how to get in the union, how do you break into film and TV? And when you give people the knowledge and you try to, you know, lead them and guide them into the industry, we find that most people just want to work with celebrities. They really don't want to do
right.
what it takes. You know, here in Atlanta, it's all about the makeup. It's all about the beat. It's all about, you know, You know what I mean?
Well, and I don't want to get in trouble because you know I always do for what I say. But, you know, Atlanta is obsessed with the idea of celebrity like New York is right now. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. People are concerned with how many followers they have on Instagram. But the thing is, if I really break it down, I say we are caregivers. We deal with people more intimately than anybody else on a set. If I'm doing someone's makeup for their, you know, television show, I'm the last person that they see before they step on set. If someone's doing makeup for a prom, that girl remembers that makeup for the rest of her life. If you're doing someone's child's first haircut, they always remember that moment. If you're doing someone's makeup for a wedding, they're looking at those pictures until they get divorced. Like, these are things that people want to remember and respond to. We can't be obsessed with the idea of celebrity because what we do is a very intimate, very important role. And so we really need to focus more on how is makeup part of this package and part of this person's life. And we're really going to focus on that. And I love Instagram. I love YouTube. I think they're amazing platforms. I think that for me growing up in a small place, there wasn't a YouTube or an Instagram for me to learn from. I really had to work to teach myself. But I appreciate these platforms. I think that many people right now are confusing industry credibility and success for instantaneous recognition. And what we are going to do this weekend is kind of give you a balance of both. You are going to meet some influencers, but then I also have programs like Michael DeVellis is putting together a panel with some big-name artists like Morel Hollis. You know, Morel people know from the Wendy Williams show, from his work with people like Beyonce. And he's going to be bringing together this panel to talk about what is success, how do you get started, what do you do to get to the next level. We've got agents that are going to be there talking about how do you get an agent. We've got Instagram artists and big bloggers like Felicia Walker Benson coming in a panel to talk about how do you find that success. We've got Ren and two other local Atlanta artists talking about how do you make money doing makeup in the Atlanta market. You know, we're going to address all of those concerns.
Nice. Now, I believe you guys do a pop-up shop in San Francisco?
We do.
What other areas? The pop-up shop San Francisco
is insane. the pop-up shop San Francisco is as big as a makeup show. It is the number of people through the door is staggering. We also do a pop-up shop in New York. I'm looking at a few other cities. I love New Orleans. I think it's a great city for a pop-up. We're looking at Las Vegas. I'll be honest, I looked at Atlanta for a full makeup show a few years ago, but I chose Florida because Atlanta can be an expensive city for people to travel to and to stay in, where Orlando gave me an option where someone could come down and bring their children, bring their family, fly in for free, fly in for inexpensive, stay, you know, inexpensively. And that's why I chose that as kind of my first Southern show. But we're looking at a lot of different areas. And Atlanta is such a big place in my heart. I really hope to see people come out and really celebrate what it is that we do, because I think what makeup artists do is important. You know, you don't pick up a magazine, you don't pass a bus stop, you don't turn on your TV without seeing a makeup artist touch. And I think people don't necessarily realize that. People don't celebrate important moments in their lives without a makeup artist anymore. And we need to come together and kind of make sure that we have credibility and integrity, you know, intact in this industry.
Absolutely. What's the one thing you want those who attend to take away from the experience?
I would love for every person who comes to the show to leave with five new people that they've met at the show that can help them get hired in the industry, that can mentor them, that can be their support systems. The thing that happens with many makeup artists is they don't necessarily have the support at home. People still sometimes think makeup is a hobby. So you might have people that love you very much, but they don't understand your desire to pursue makeup artistry. And so you need to build a support system that helps you stay educated and motivated. I think you also need to know people who can hire you and mentor you and make sure that you're setting realistic goals and putting a plan in place to get there. If you come to the makeup show pop-up, these are not necessarily the girls that work at the department store that are there. These are the owners of the brands. These are the hiring executives. These are the international artists. These are the union representatives. These are the agency owners. These are the salon owners. They're the people that hire hair and makeup and that kind of help us move along. You know, when I think of Atlanta, I think Denise. I think Janice. I know you guys are both not there, but what you've built with your presence and your personality is a platform that I think gives makeup credibility. And I think the makeup show kind of works in the same vein. We want people to have a forum, a support system, a family. And so that's what I hope people take away from it is community. I don't really care if people come and spend $1,000 or $10. I just want them to be there, to be part of it, because I think what happens at the show is a little bit magical. People travel in from all over the world to be together for 2 days with other people that are passionate about makeup.
Right. Now, you said the cost was $25. Is that each day or is that for a two-day?
It's $25 a day, $28 a day. Sorry, you know Jeremy's here with me because you know I never know prices. It's $28 a day and $44 for 2 days. $25
gotcha.
Is the student rate. I'm sorry. We do have a student rate. I'm coming into Atlanta tomorrow. I'm going into, I think Bethany Towns and I hit 20 schools this week, mentoring at every school from Paul Mitchell, Tony and Guy, Aveda, some of the state schools, some of the makeup schools. I'm hosting an event Wednesday night at the NARS Boutique in Buckhead where I'm going to be showing. NARS is premiering a new palette in Atlanta that is called the Cult Favorites Palette. And it's some of my favorite products that I think every makeup artist needs to have in their kit. And they're doing that at a 40% pro discount, which you know is very difficult to get from NARS. So I'm going to be doing an event on Wednesday. I'm going to be meeting artists all over. I'm going to be going into all of the department stores. I'm going into as many of the MAC locations, Sephora locations, body shop locations that I can to kind of talk to the staff because the brands have asked me to do that. So I'm just hitting it. You know, and I'm also going to – is Gladys Knit Chicken and Waffle still around? I've got to do my own thing too. You know, I want to meet these makeup artists, but I need to – right? I need to go.
It's Gladys. What is it?
Mary
Mac's
Tea Room. I used to live next to Mary Mac's Tea Room. I used to live on Piedmont and Peachtree right over there, and I'd be at Mary Mac's for some delicious mac and cheese. I've got to get that going on. And then in between, I'm going to talk about makeup.
Gladys' Chicken and Waffles is on Cascade now.
Still on well, you know.
It's still on Peachtree as well.
Oh, it is?
You know.
Okay.
She gave me one of my first big breaks in the business. I worked with her for the 1996 Olympics for some press stuff. And she really was my first celebrity. And I know she probably would have no idea who I am today, but the impact that she made on me is the impact that she made on me, the way she treated everyone around her was such an inspiration to me. And I thought if someone of that celebrity and caliber can be so beautiful and so brilliant, you know, that's success, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
that's touching people. No, she would know when she left a room, she knew everybody's name. She knew every person there. It could have been the assistant to the assistant to the assistant. And she thanked them by name. And I thought, that's class, you know. And it really kind of pushed me to really pursue celebrity work. So so I got to get some chicken and waffles.
Now, I know you mentioned a couple of the brands earlier. Can you think off the top of your head some more of the brands that will be there?
Yeah, we've got Muse Beauty with us. Muse Beauty is one of my favorites out of San Francisco. They're bringing in Viseart. They're bringing in Cat Cosmetics. We've got Temptu with us. They're bringing in a big deal on their AirPod. I'm going to ask Jeremy to help me out, too. We've got Friend Beauty is with us. They're bringing in Anastasia Beverly Hills. We've got Senna Cosmetics with us. Many people don't realize, but Senna Cosmetics was one of the first makeup artist brands created by Eugenia Weston 40 years ago. Eugenia is the godmother guru of eyebrows. She created the eyebrow stencil. Eugenia Weston created the small angled brush. Like, that's brilliant to me. We've got Alcone with us. They're bringing in a number of brands like Beauty Blender and Limelight and Beauty So Clean and all of the pieces you need for your kit. We've got Crown Brush with us. They've got so many of their deals. They're coming in with the most beautiful assortment of new color products that they're premiering. We've got Glamatory with us. They are an Atlanta-based company, and they are bringing Becca Cosmetics. Norcosco is with us. They're Atlanta-based. They're bringing in products like Ben Nye. We've got Cosette brushes with us, Rocky Cosetti, one of the best in the business. His brushes are beautiful. We've got London Brush Company with us. We've got Must-Have. I'm thinking of all the brush brands. Must-Have is a Korean brush brand that many don't know. They sponsored me last season on the shows that I did for Angela Simmons, Serena Williams, Adam Levine. Their brushes are all developed by makeup artists, and they are beautiful. We've got Pure Cosmetics with us. They are based there in Atlanta. Embryo Lease is with us, of course. They're always at my side. We've got The Body Shop joining us. For the first time, The Body Shop is there with all of their skincare, their cleansers. Kryolan is with us. If you like those bold colors and kind of pro textures, RCMA is with me at Norcosco. Reggie Wells is there. NARS is there. Melanie Mills, like, it just goes on and on. Lorac is with us at Friends Beauty. We've got lashes from people like Lena. We've got, oh my God, I could just go on and on. It really is so many brands, exciting new launches like Danessa Myricks coming in. If you like airbrushing, we've got Iowata is with us. We've got Temptu with us. The Makeup Light is with us if you need to get those, you know, pro lights going. We've got Glamcore with us. It's just, it really is like kind of everything you need for building a better kit, building a better portfolio, and just really kind of establishing yourself as a pro. And if you want those products that everybody's talking about online, we've got the products everybody's talking about online, but we also have the fundamentals and staples that those of us, like you two and I, who have been working in the industry for a while, those things that we know do the job. I don't care if everybody's talking about it, if I know that it's exactly what I need, like the Viseart palettes. You know, from the lightest to the darkest skin, that's going to work. And, I'm talking so much, and I said I wouldn't, but another panel that I would love to talk about, which I didn't, and I promise I'll shut up. We are going around the country with a panel that I developed this year after one of my models had a really bad experience at Fashion Week, and she wrote about it, and she and I worked together on a number of shows. And it really touched me because the reason I got into the industry was I was writing my thesis on women of color and the white beauty myth. And here we are 25 years later, and a top model is talking about the fact that her artist couldn't match her skin. And so we are going around the country with a panel called The Skin That I'm In. Are we meeting the needs of artists and clients of color in our industry? And I'm taking the stage with Danessa Myricks and Angela from Must-Have and Brandon from Pure and AJ Crimson. And we're going to talk about that. What can we do to meet the needs of our Latina, our Asian, our African-American, our Hispanic, our Black, you know, clients? Are we doing everything that we need to do to make sure that people feel safe, feel taken care of, and also that our kits and our skill sets are where they need to be to work on whoever sits in our chair. And all of the brands that are coming in are also looking at that. Are they global in their complexions? are their pigments pro enough to work from the lightest to the darkest skin tones? And that's really what I selected when I came into Atlanta and the brands that I allowed in. Does this work for every person who sits in your chair? And is this product a necessity for the pro?
Right. That's going to
be
great.
So much for my talking for 2 minutes.
No. But I think everyone gets the idea of what's going to be happening this weekend.
And, you know, if people want to see a little bit more of it, we are on Instagram and all over the internet at The Makeup Show. You can email us info@TheMakeupShow, or if you want to follow me on social media across all platforms, I'm at @JVincentMakeup. I've been answering a lot of questions because a lot of people in Atlanta, you know, I have 15-year-old girls messaging me saying, I can't buy a foundation at a makeup counter. I had a 16-year-old boy message me saying, I'm not a pro, but I love makeup and my family doesn't support me. Like, we get so many questions, and this is an industry of inclusion. This is a makeup show. It's all about inclusion and community. And so if people have questions that I haven't answered, message me at @JVincentMakeup or info@TheMakeupShow, and I'll be answering everything. And I fly into Atlanta tomorrow morning, so I'm in the city. Actually, I fly into Birmingham tomorrow morning and then drive to Atlanta. And I'm around. I'm going to be doing appearances all over the place, so I hope people will come out and ask questions. But if you can't meet me in person, send me a note, and I'll make sure you get the information you need.
All right. Sounds like you're going to need some rest after this Atlanta trip.
Or a drink.
Right.
Maybe I need to go to, what was the Claremont Lounge? I used to love Claremont Lounge. Is that still
there?
I'm going to see Goldie at Claremont Lounge for a whiskey ginger.
She's still around.
She's the poet. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you giving me so much time. I know every week you guys have great guests on that don't talk as much as I do, and I'm going to get reprimanded. Bethany Towns is going to kick my butt.
We love the talkers. We love the talkers. Well, thank you so much, James. I'm praying that the show will be everything that you hope it to be, and I'm sure it will.
I hope so. I keep telling people, please invite your friends, because, you know, the difference between a city like San Francisco and a city like Atlanta is 6 million people, and
right.
So it makes a big difference. Atlanta is a big city as far as it's the mark that it makes on the industry, but it doesn't have the same amount of people. And so we really need all of our artists and all of our makeup lovers to come out so that I can come back every year and continue to grow the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll do our best to get the word out for you.
Thank you so much. And if you guys, I hope you can see that I'm smiling here and that I just really appreciate everything you do for the industry. And I feel very honored that you invite me on to your show, because I look at the two of you and I say, they've given so much to everybody in this business, and we just appreciate it. I'm very humbled to be on with you guys.
Thank you so much. And we're humbled to have you on as well. We'll see
you
when
so
you
much.
Get to Atlanta.
I'm going to be giving you both a big hug and maybe some chicken and biscuits. Or some bar. I'm going to take you to the varsity.
Oh, can you believe I've been here for 20 years and never eaten at the varsity?
What? Oh, my God. I would take you to the Dwarf House, the original Chick-fil-A, but they hate gay people, so I can't go there.
Oh, I've been there.
Good Christian chicken, that hot brown.
Good Christian,
you know,
chicken,
that hot
yeah.
brown they make at the Dwarf House. Good Christian chicken by fine Christian women. They're closed today, so nobody can get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway,
oh,
I love you guys.
Okay.
I love
right.
you guys
love
so
you
much.
Today.
And I'll see
Safe
you this
travel.
Week, and I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll see
okay.
you soon.
All
right. All
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Is there any other beauty news for tonight?
Yeah, I have one thing. I'm seeking some volunteers. The Alma G. Davis Foundation invites you to be a part of their 6th annual Dinner for Divas Gala honoring survivors of domestic violence. On Saturday, June 25th at 7 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia, their signature gala will bring together corporations, national leaders, celebrities, and individuals to celebrate the lives of 150 brave women and young girls that have survived the horrific brutality of domestic abuse. With glamorous personal makeovers, sophisticated pampering, free self-defense classes, and an A-style dinner with celebrity guests and corporate friends, their honorees, or divas as they call them, will have the time of their lives. They are in need of hairstylists and makeup artists to assist with the transformation. The hairstylists and makeup artists are actually needed in the morning of June 25th, Saturday, June 25th. They are needed in the morning to prepare the ladies and girls for the gala, which takes place at 7 p.m. So if you are interested and would like to volunteer, hairstylists, makeup artists, they have, I think, nail techs. They have wardrobe stylists who will help assist with the clothing, but they are definitely in need of more makeup artists and hairstylists. So if you are interested in volunteering, you can do so by registering at volunteermatch.com. Again, volunteermatch.com. And search for the Alma G. Davis Foundation. That's Alma, A-L-M-A, G. Davis Foundation. Again, that's volunteermatch.com. So if you know anyone who's interested in providing services, hair or makeup services, please go to volunteermatch.com and search for Alma G. Davis Foundation. Also, if you haven't, if you need more information or you have questions, you can call them at 404-840-0695. Again, you can call Melanie Kaysen at 404-840-0695. So please, if you're interested in volunteering, please go out to volunteermatch.com and search for Alma G. Davis Foundation.
All right. Thank you very much. As some of you may have heard a little earlier in the show, our guest tonight had an emergency and was not able to join us. James was on for the Beauty News alone, but we had him just to take his time with it tonight. So Pope the Barber will be on next Sunday night. We had to reschedule because of her emergency, so she'll be back. She has a very interesting story. Very interesting look, and she talks about her journey as a female barber, you know, a male-dominated industry, and she's kind of killing the game. So she'll be here next week to tell us all about it, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you guys join us again next Sunday night at 9 p.m., but we thank you for tuning in tonight, and thank you for your continued support. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Beauty Talk Online. We are beauty_talk _media on Instagram, and we're beauty_talk on Twitter. You can follow my sister and I on all of our social medias at Janice Tunnell and at Janice Tunnell. That's JanicenTunnell. All right, and that is it for tonight's show. Again, thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are in the Atlanta area, you have to get to the makeup show. It basically, everything that James talked about tonight, there is no way you could listen to it and not go if you're in Atlanta and free to go. So it's only $25 a day. So make sure you tell a friend, tell a couple of friends, and head on over to Buckhead to the makeup makeup pop-up shop. And I can't remember where he said it was going to be. Do you remember?
Oh, it's in Buckhead. I believe that is the Buckhead Westin Hotel in Buckhead.
Okay.
And I believe that is right across the street from, right across the street from Lenox Mall, if I'm not mistaken.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I can find out for you really quickly.
But also you can just go to the makeup show, their website, and find out all the information that you need.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And for those of you who do actually attend, to attend. Give us a call next Sunday evening at 9 p.m. when we do the beauty news. Just call in and let us know what you thought about it.
And tell us what you bought, too. That's always.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just some good positive feedback will be good for James to hear. And, just to know if it's something that I guess they will continue to do and if people feel that it's necessary and if there's a need. So that'll be great for them to hear.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you guys again for tuning in. Have a wonderful evening and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.